Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. I'm with Brother Peter, and we're going to be speaking about the recent so-called swine flu that has been announced as happening at now a level 5 pandemic, according to the World Health Organization. And I believe level six is the highest level. Is that correct?
Yeah, level six is a full-scale pandemic, and level 5 is like just under that. And so basically, obviously, everyone's heard about this pretty much. And as we see it, there are 4 possibilities as to what's going on, and we are going to be giving what we think is actually going on. And as we see it, the 4 possibilities as to what this is are, number one, that it's a naturally occurring virus that's just going to fizzle out quickly. We would say that's the least likely scenario. It's possible, but very unlikely that that's the case. The second possibility is that this is like a plague sent from God as part of the final days. That's possible, but it's also not what we think is really going on. The other two possibilities are that, number one, this is a deliberate virus which has been set up and spread and weaponized by secret elements inside the government, claiming to be part of the government, who have also been responsible for similar conspiratorial events, such as the events of 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombing, etc., and their predecessors were involved in the JFK assassination. And so if you don't really understand what has gone on in the past with those conspiracies and how there are definite elements of people and secret groups pulling off these kind of things, then you're not going to really understand what's going on with this swine flu pandemic alert. And so some people believe that this has been actually a weaponized virus that's been deliberately spread, and that's why it's infecting people, because they want to get a lot of people sick and then institute a mass vaccination program. Now, we personally believe the other possibility, which is that there actually isn't any swine flu at all, but it's being reported as if there is a swine flu.
Or at least at this point in time, they haven't actually released anything that would cause massive numbers of people to get sick. At this point, what they're doing is people that have the flu are going to their doctor, and since they've reported, the CDC, World Health Organization, has reported that this is a massive problem that we have now with the swine flu, the doctors are now sending the samples, of course, to the CDC, and the CDC looks at certain cases, and they claim, yes, this is confirmed, and stamps it as a case of swine flu. And so, therefore, what we believe is that they're reporting these cases of actual just regular flu, which I believe about 30,000 people die each year, I think, in the United States from just flu. And they're saying it's swine flu. And we don't really know who these people are. I mean, they could say that, you know, 1,000 people have it. We don't know who these people are. We can't track them down. And so we can only say that's what the television is telling us on the news, that there are 1,000 people, and then they can say there are 5,000 people that have been infected. And so there's no way to corroborate that information, to check it out and to see if it's true.
Well, see, what's important to understand is that we know we're being lied to, because most people probably heard that about 150 people were supposedly killed in Mexico due to swine flu. Okay, that was reported all over the press, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, all the mainstream networks, etc., are stating this. Well, actually, if you read some of the articles more carefully, such as this one that came out today from CNN, it admits that only 7 deaths have been confirmed, and we're going to put the link on our website. Only 7 deaths. Well, they've been reporting that over 150 people were killed as fact. That's simply not true. Now, what's crucial to understand is that, as he was just saying, the only people in America who can confirm whether a case is actually swine flu or not is the Centers for Disease Control. Okay, so if someone has flu-like symptoms and goes to his doctor and is scared that he might have swine flu because he's been hearing the news, the doctor can't tell him whether it's regular flu or swine flu. And so the doctor has to take a sample and send it to the CDC. And the CDC, a day or so later, will confirm or deny whether it's swine flu. So this all comes down to whether you actually trust the people at the CDC. And globally, they're doing this at the World Health Organization, which is a similar type of organization. The people at the top of these organizations are very important people put there because they're tied in with the international globalist structure.
And there's information that who was responsible for basically giving a vaccine or inoculating the people in Africa, and this is how AIDS spread throughout Africa, that it was actually caused by some kind of injection that people were given in Africa, and that's how they actually got AIDS, and AIDS started to spread in Africa, given by the World Health Organization. And you had found that in one article that, you know, there are only actually, what, 7 confirmed?
Yeah,
cases?
as I was saying earlier, that if you look more carefully, okay, you can see that they admit that there are only 7, quote, confirmed cases in Mexico. But the whole world has already come to believe that about 150 people are dead in Mexico from swine flu. So which is it? Obviously, they've been lying to us. Now, there are a lot of other points which all directly lead you to the conclusion that this is a conspiracy. Number one is that they've been talking about for years prepping people, conditioning them to accept that there might be a massive flu. Okay, they've been talking about avian flu for years, bird flu. Okay, basically get ready for this kind of terror attack.
Well, yeah, a couple of years ago they spoke about how this avian flu, bird flu, that it's coming to America, it's going to be here within a few weeks, it could be catastrophic. The damage it could cause and infecting people and so forth, and they were giving us like daily updates at one point, and then all of a sudden it just sort of dropped off the map, and you don't hear anything about it, nothing. And so, you know, why was that? And they were even speaking about maybe they would have to vaccinate, you know, give everyone, like they're talking about dosages of this vaccine, hundreds of millions, that they were getting ready so that they could give everyone in America this shot that would stop the bird flu.
And we posted a link to an article called Government Template for Mass Vaccination, which links to this story about this Indiana county official who was involved with Homeland Security, and they had basically prepared the people on the local level for a possible mass vaccination, mass graves. Okay, setting this up, this is well in advance of anything we're talking about with the swine flu. This was a couple years ago, prepping the people. So, and the person, as you can hear on this video clip, he's saying, well, what are you guys talking about? What's going on? What do you know that we don't? Okay, why are you, you know, in preparation for all of this? And, I mean, the questions they're asking were as if this kind of thing was definitely going to happen, and they needed to make preparations for this kind of scenario, which was so unlikely. And so there are other things which point to the fact that this is almost certainly at this point a total hoax. The fact that they've identified the original, quote, carrier of the swine flu, so-called boy, a five-year-old boy in Mexico. Okay, he was supposedly the first one to have this deadly swine flu.
He's somewhere in the mountains of Mexico, and they found him. They discovered, and he's the source.
He's fine. He's perfectly healthy.
And none of his family members got sick.
Yeah.
But yet it's from him that basically,
everyone,
who knows, maybe millions of people could die.
And the family in Texas that was quarantined, some people might have heard about them on the news, supposedly with swine flu. And again, their local doctor can't confirm whether it's just regular flu or swine flu. The CDC has to do it. They're fine as well. So some of the family members didn't even have any flu-like symptoms. The symptoms are now said to have been mild, and he's fine. Okay, they were quarantined. Another case which points to hoax and conspiracy is the fact that people probably saw the headline yesterday or 2 days ago, two swine flu deaths in California, first U.S. fatalities. Okay, this was all over the presses. And when we saw this, when I saw this, I noticed that they said that the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office was going to do further testing to confirm. And so when I saw that, I was hopeful that actually they would confirm that it wasn't swine flu, because if the CDC has to confirm it, yeah, they'll tell you it was swine flu. But if you have the Los Angeles County Coroner, who obviously is probably not locked in to this conspiracy the way that the federal agents are, he's not necessarily going to have an agenda to confirm it as swine flu. And what do you know? The headline comes out today. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office said today that further testing indicated that neither of two flu-related deaths being investigated in L.A. County appeared to be linked to the swine flu. It was pneumonia, but yet the whole press had reported these deaths as due to swine flu. It was completely untrue.
And one other interesting point about all of this, too, for years, many top military officials, generals and so forth, have made statements saying, we are going to have a bioterror attack in the United States of America. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And so that's a very important point to understand, that these people have either been briefed on it, or that it's going to happen, or they've been told, well, we just can't stop all these bioterror attacks that they're trying to pull off, and so we're going to have one. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when they can do it. And then on top of this, Joe Biden made some kind of statement like, mark my words, it will not even be 6 months before this new president is tested.
With a global crisis.
With a global crisis.
And what, I mean, do you know?
And so we're now at the fifth month, about, and this is happening. And we're almost at a level six pandemic, according to the World Health Organization. I mean, that is something where, and so with all this.
Another interesting point is that Sebelius, who was just confirmed as the head of the Health and Human Services Department, I think it's called, she's immediately, they're talking about on the news, brought to Homeland Security and the Counterterrorism Office.
And talking to the head of counterterrorism.
Yeah.
So our personal opinion is, what you're going to see down the line is, as this thing, you'll see probably daily or weekly, more states, more, quote, confirmed cases, the numbers expanding and multiplying, and people the fear, getting to be fearful, you know, people with probably masks on. As we go along, it would just keep on going like that. And eventually, we think that this is probably just the first phase in a conspiratorial next fake terror attack on the United States of America. We personally believe that the next thing you'll probably see is something like either a cyber terror attack where the internet shuts down, and or further outright terror attacks in the United States where, like, either nuclear facilities are attacked, other kinds of chemical agents are let out where, you know, people die immediately, something separate from this so-called bird flu and the swine flu. And so you're going to see different stages, and so when the outright clear things that will be very clear to people that are some kind of malicious activity by most people think is a foreign government or Al-Qaeda, then they'll come back, because so many people supposedly have the swine flu, that this is actually tied in, and they've discovered that this is actually a biological warfare attack that's been put upon the United States. It came through Mexico, and I believe that the blame will probably be placed on Iran. And with all of this that will be happening, because I think that it's going to be a multi-stage kind of attack or multi-phase fake attack, there'll be a number of things that the conspirators that are pushing for a one-world government will be able to accomplish, or they might be able to accomplish several of them. For example, they might, if the crisis gets big enough, be able to successfully pass a national ID card, which will further the agenda of these one-worlders. Who knows, if it gets big enough, they may even get us into the North American Union. They may be able to basically say that everyone has to take this vaccination. If you don't, you're going to be sent to some camp, and God only knows, and the conspirators know, what's going to happen at that point in time.
Or what's in the vaccination.
Or what, and then also, like, if you do take the vaccine, who knows what's in that? Maybe that's what's going to happen. If the people, because if they say there are shortages of the vaccine, not everyone might be able to get it, like they're talking about there's a race to get the vaccine now, people get so scared they'll be sprinting to go get the vaccine, and the vaccine itself may cause these problems, and then everyone gets sick.
And there are a couple of other important points. The conspirators have made it known that they've desired for a long time to eliminate large segments of the world's population. Okay, many people have pointed that out. That's been in their plan. They want to eliminate staggering numbers of people somehow. So this might tie into that. Another thing that's interesting to consider is that a lot of these conspiratorial events, which are pulled off, frankly, by people who are basically occultists, carrying out an occult conspiracy, they happen at the end of April, around April 19th to May 1st. Okay, the Waco event, and we were no fan of the people in Waco, but that happened on April 19th. The Oklahoma City bombing happened on April 19th. The last few days of April are considered important to Satanists, culminating on May 1st.
No, the Los Angeles riots started in the end of April and ended about May 1st.
Well, this thing broke right around April 19th, basically the same day as... Now, that might just be a coincidence, but there might be something more to that.
One other thing, a side note, too. Also, they may be able to, if they have to vaccinate everyone, they go door-to-door if it gets big enough, they'll be able to say, you know, you have to turn your firearms over, you know, we're going to have to confiscate all this stuff. Sort of like what happened down with Katrina when they were going house to house. They went into the homes and they just basically threw the people out. They said, do you have any guns? They took their guns away. And so there's a real possibility of that kind of thing happening.
Another interesting, quote, coincidence is that there was a bill gaining momentum to audit the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul had sponsors for a bill to audit the Federal Reserve. I think it was like maybe 86 co-sponsors or something. And so that, obviously, the people in charge of that kind of conspiracy were probably very concerned about that. And so that might have been an additional reason to move quickly with this kind of plan.
And one thing people have to realize, like some people might say, how could all these people be involved in some kind of conspiracy? Well, it doesn't take that many people. It only takes a few people that set the agenda, that are at the top, that basically say, this is happening, this is happening. And most people just follow along, even at higher levels, because they're just, okay, that's what's happening, and they announce this, they announce that. And it only takes a few people to set the agenda, and most of the other people will follow that.
And we don't know, one way or another, whether there's even one person with swine flu. That's based on what the people, the select few running things at the CDC and the World Health Organization are saying. We can't confirm that. I think they mentioned it, that only two places in North America or two places in America can confirm whether something is swine flu or not. So basically people are at the mercy of these organizations, whether you believe it or not. And they can continue to say that regular flu cases, about 500,000 people die worldwide every year from flu. they could say that they're swine flu.
And also, it's such an opportunity for people who own these things, like they're advertising for these remedies, Tamiflu. Like it's like an advertisement that's coming up. Ironically, I think they said Rumsfeld has stock in Tamiflu. They also said Obama does. And so just by announcing this stuff and saying that Tamiflu is a remedy for this, the stock, I don't know what it's at now, but it's probably just skyrocketing. And so they can just make a fortune, these people, at the same time making money on that.
And some people have a difficult time believing that this could be, you know, a conspiracy or a part of a conspiracy. And that's why we think it's important to understand, you know, who was behind 9/11, that was a conspiracy, that was an inside job. And unless you realize that, you're not going to really understand what's going on or what could occur.
And also, these people, the way that they look at human beings, I mean, they are true atheists. And I would even say, in their own minds, the, quote, logical atheists, because if they believe this is it, they're just trying to get as much power and control and whatever they can get in this world. And if it means killing millions of people, it doesn't mean anything. They killed 3,000 people on 9/11. They'll kill 3 million people or 30 million or 300 million if they have to. It means absolutely nothing to them because they're just saying, well, I'm just going to get all of what I can in this world. It's really sick. But that's the way that they operate, and that's the kind of people that you're dealing with here.
And what's interesting is that obviously a lot of people are aware of the plan for the North American Union, and many have speculated and believed that they're trying to cause unrest in Mexico and foment it down there to basically say, well, in order to resolve this crisis in Mexico where the government is basically dissolving due to these drug cartels, we're going to have to unify the two countries, okay, that we can't, you know, divide it any longer to solve this problem. And another thing they've tried to do is they've tried to ban certain firearms as a result, claiming that these firearms are coming from America going into Mexico. And CNN actually had a report with a man they claimed was part of a murderous drug cartel. He had a mask on, and they were interviewing him, and he's telling them what they do in the cartel and how it goes. And
how they operate.
I mean, first of all, think about how unlikely this is, that one of these guys who's involved in murder, who's involved in the cartel, is going to sit down with CNN with his mask on when he could be arrested. He's going to give them all of what they're doing, and this guy happens to say that certain firearms are being used from the United States.
He's saying that they get the firearms from the United States of America and they bring them to Mexico, which is not believable. I mean, they're going to go into the United States. They go from Mexico into the United States to get firearms and they run across the border again. And then in addition to that, they said in this report on CNN that some of our senior officials have confirmed that this indeed is a member of how would they even know? Why wouldn't they arrest the guy if he's involved?
He's involved in murders.
He didn't say anything about that. He regrets it even.
So the point is, to someone who's capable of a little bit of deep thought, it's obvious that this is a setup, a propaganda campaign to create the idea that, you know, we should outlaw certain firearms because they're being used in Mexico, and to serve this kind of agenda that he's basically an agent, you know, playing the part of a member of a cartel.
Yeah, there's no way he would take the risk of doing that, and he has nothing to gain. There's no motive of opportunity where he would benefit in any way, shape, or form. And then in addition to that, in the report, they're talking about how, I guess, the military of Mexico was involved in the streets just to sort of control the situation to a point because it was so out of control. And he said, yeah, now the people really feel safe that the military is in the streets. So this sets
the stage for martial law.
For as far as, like, if there's some kind of, this thing gets really big in the United States of America, that, you know what, maybe the people feel safer if we have the military, or even a military from another country, patrolling the streets and doing these kinds of things.
But the point is that if this agent, okay, is a counter-agent, basically, and he's active down there in Mexico, is it just a coincidence that this thing happened to break in Mexico and spread to the United States. It didn't happen to break in Asia or South America. It happened to break in Mexico, very close to where the certain secret elements of this government, okay, could easily operate. This kind of secret group, which has a penchant for pulling off these kind of inside jobs, such as Oklahoma City, 9/11, etc. So it just happens to occur right near America, and America is basically at the center of this. So those were just some of the things. Oh, another point is that this was being reported as an outbreak, okay, a couple days ago, when, as I said, even today, they still have only 7 confirmed deaths in Mexico. And confirmed means by their organization.
And the outbreak was at one school where some kids got sick. It's at this St. Francis school in New York City. Some kids got sick. And this is the outbreak that's spreading all across the country. And the headlines were like, it's here, it's spreading.
And also they said, when some of the kids, they said, had it, and then the next day, 80 or so out of 400 called in sick. And they said, look, 80 people out of 400 called in sick, it's spreading. Well, that doesn't mean it's spreading. Obviously, if you heard that some of the people had, quote, swine flu at your child's school, you would probably call your son in sick as well.
And, of course, the children don't want to go to school when they're children. They just say, I want to stay home.
Yeah, and so that doesn't mean that it's spreading.
And then in addition to that, if the media is saying it might be swine flu, then the parents are going to be like, you know, my kid might get swine flu. I'm not going to bring him in.
So the point is that there's just a ton of propaganda being circulated about this, and it's really escalating. And so
that's all we have to say about this right now at this point in time, and if we feel that we want to give sort of another update on this situation, then we will at that time.